open your eyes.
If you are wondering why everything going on in the world feels so terribly off, then you have come to the right place. A veil has been put over the eyes of humanity. Evil people in high places have been hiding the truth in plain sight and building a false reality on lies and deception for far too long. And now, their time is coming to an end. It's time to fight back, to wake up, and to begin an uprising. Now is a time for judgment.
This is a time for judgment. Welcome to today's show. A lot of people hear all of this stuff, again, about global warming, about the climate, about electric cars, and they don't realize about the enslavement aspect of it and what it's really about. It has nothing to do with the climate changing. This is their silent agenda. And by silent, I mean it's an agenda they're pushing where you can't blame anyone because they can't control the environment, they tell you, even though they have the ability to manipulate weather. And one of the things I want to talk about is the electric car, because people don't seem to understand about EMFs and how dangerous they are. Because remember, I always talk about how people, if they can't see it happening right in front of them, they don't believe it. They don't think it's actually happening, and they think you're a conspiracy theorist. So electromagnetic frequencies is a real thing. Radiation, these are real things. But zombies out there don't want to believe that because they're in love with their technology. They're in love with being completely fooled by their own government, and they don't realize that a silent war is going on. A psychological war and a silent war has been waged against the citizens of the world. Things like 5G are obviously things that emit electromagnetic frequencies. Now, have you ever sat at home and maybe you're looking, you have a microwave, sometimes you put a microwave dinner in there and and it cooks in like a minute. You probably don't even think, wow, how did that cook so fast? Well, because of the frequencies in there. But have you ever looked at it and said, hey, you know what? Wouldn't it be cool if I can get in my microwave and sit in there? Well, if you think about it, with electric cars, you almost can. Now, there's many dangers to the electric car. We know they'll have the ability to shut off electric cars. They'll have the ability to control where you go, and this ties into the carbon footprint. They'll also have the ability with an EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse, which is different from an EMF. With an electromagnetic pulse, they can create a fake nuke and say Russia did something and completely wipe out, shut off your car. So it fry your car is what would happen. They could fry all your electronics in your home. And some people are like, they would never do that because they want everyone to have their electronics. Well, then they can come in with their digital ID and all these types of things. So it's definitely something that's in play. But an EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, are one of the most dangerous things going on in the world today. And while people sit and they constantly think about what's going on with the outbreak that just occurred and how many people did a certain something to themselves, and they always talk about this word depop, there are other ways that they're doing this. And EMFs and electric cars are one. Now, let's take a look at some of the stuff here and bear with me. Let's start with how these stories don't get enough press. Even when they have it covered by mainstream media like Good Morning America, they're still not saying, hey, we should outlaw electric cars. Because they're saying, hey, you know what? If you catch fire in your electric car, at least you're helping the environment. Here's stories about electric cars that are just catching fire, especially if they're flooded or, hey, even plugged in or just sitting in your garage. They're catching fire and it's very hard to put out.
Now, with an urgent alert in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian in Florida, some electric vehicles have been bursting into flames. Our chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman, has more on some of the hurricane-damaged vehicles. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Robin. So this is a typical lot where they'd store cars that have been totaled by flood damage. You can see how closely parked all those vehicles are. And this is a field where they have to store EVs so they don't burst into flames and burn anything else down. And right now in Florida, officials are sounding the alarm, and they're asking the federal government for guidance.
In Hurricane Ian's aftermath, electric vehicles bursting into flames spontaneously after being damaged in floodwaters. Car batteries catching fire, prompting an urgent new warning from the state.
Is the theory that when salt water interacts with these EV batteries, they turn into something of a time bomb?
Well, we just can assume that that's contributing to it because all these are storm-damaged vehicles that were flooded.
It's a real concern among firefighters, those fires proving very difficult to put out.
So how much water would you put on a typical gas-powered car?
Sometimes we just take a tank of water on the engine, around 750 to 1,000 gallons.
How much on something
these,
like this?
You know, we're doing 8,000 plus gallons of water, just constant flow, trying to cool them down and stop the battery.
So like 10 to 12 times the amount of water is required to put a car out like this?
Easily.
An EV?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And they can reignite. Tim Baker towed this Tesla to his lot after firefighters put it out.
I went back in my office, got a drink, sat down on the couch, and one of my employees yelled, "Hey, there's a fire."
Baker had to push the car out into the street.
Another eventful day.
And you can see the car still on skids, pumping smoke, sputtering into flames. They had to plunk it in the drainage ditch.
There are an increasing number of tow truck drivers and companies who are just refusing to tow these vehicles.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Why
I mean, they're
that?
Very dangerous cars to tow. They have a potential to catch fire at pretty much any time.
And storing flooded EVs is increasingly a problem.
This field has been specifically designated for electric vehicles that have been flooded out by Hurricane Ian. Every single one of them has to be spaced 50 feet apart in case they spontaneously burst into flames. The traditional cars in this lot, parked on the other side, they can be parked close together.
Bobby Schneider, who trains first responders on handling EV fires, says the potential dangers remain.
That's part of our concern, is that when they come into areas that have no electricity and they restore power to the grid, what about the vehicles that are sitting in garages or parking garages that were plugged in, charging before the storm surge happened?
And now Florida State Fire Marshal calling on federal officials for action. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration responding in a letter acknowledging the problem, writing, "Lithium-ion vehicle battery fires have been observed both rapidly igniting and igniting several weeks after battery damage occurred." That state fire marshal now calling on EV companies to pitch in.
We need you to lean forward, partner with us, and understand how we can protect our first responders, how we can save people's homes from burning down.
So if folks watching have EVs that have been flooded, especially in salt water, you're going to want to make sure first that you unplug it from the electricity. You might also want to alert authorities so they can pull it 50 feet away from any structure. Guys, but it is important to note, every expert we've been talking to is saying that EVs are not necessarily more dangerous than a traditional gas-powered vehicle. They just have to be handled differently. And first responders across the country are now being trained in those methods and in getting them safely to a recycling facility.
So in addition to that, there are many reasons to be against electric vehicles. This is a control mechanism, again, that has nothing to do with the environment. These people are sick. They're sadistic. They're twisted. People think about the former, you know, Hitler. They think about Stalin. They think about the Roman Empire. And then for some reason, they think in today's world that there aren't sick, sadistic people who are trying to control and manipulate everybody through psychological warfare and tricking them to go along with these things that they want to do to control you. The suckers, of course, believe everything that they hear, and they love to just go after people like us because we're considered conspiracy theorists. Little do they know how stupid they are, and that every single thing that they trust and believe in is a total lie, and eventually they will perish for a lack of knowledge. And these people, most of which are non-Christian, will end up in hell, and they'll go through and they'll look back maybe in hell and they'll say, "Wow, man, everything I believe, every single thing was an utter lie. How stupid am I?" Well, pretty stupid's the answer. So we've had scientists trying to even go to the United Nations and fight against EMFs, fight against 5G and all this stuff. And of course they get rejected by the United Nations, because who do you think's behind it?
Nearly 200 scientists have submitted an appeal to the United Nations, requesting it to adopt guidelines to protect against electromagnetic radiation that emits from cell phones, laptops, tablets, and other wireless devices. And the constant electromagnetic radiation from communication towers could lead to cancer and also cause neurological, cardiac, and respiratory disorders.
I'm here with disturbing news about our favorite gadgets, cell phones, tablets, Wi-Fi, etc. Putting it bluntly, they are damaging the living cells in our bodies and killing many of us prematurely. Before Edison's light bulb, there was very little electromagnetic radiation in our environment. The levels today are very many times higher than natural background levels and are growing rapidly because of all the new devices that emit this radiation. An example that a lot of us have in our pockets right now is the cell phone. One study shows that as cell phone usage has spread widely, the incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. Wireless utility meters and cell towers are blanketing our neighborhoods with radiation. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. It is clear to many biologists that this can account for the rising cancer rates. And so today, scientists from around the world are submitting an appeal to the United Nations, its member states, and the World Health Organization to provide leadership in dealing with this emerging public health crisis.
They say it can cause serious health problems. Blank said that even the increase in obesity, autism, and stillbirths may be associated with electromagnetic radiation in the environment. His suggestion for curbing wireless usage was to turn off cell phones and wireless devices when not in use. The International EMF Scientist Appeal have asked the UN, its member states and the World Health Organization to provide leadership in limiting electromagnetic radiation exposure and to educate the public about its health risks.
So on top of those things, a lot of people have been taking electromagnetic frequency, you know, readers into their cars, checking out just how strong the radiation is coming from their cars. And I'm going to show you a clip in a minute of somebody who did it with a Tesla, and you could see that it was almost as close to being inside of a microwave. It was like one third or half, I think he said, of like being inside of a microwave. That's how strong the pulse was. He left the car eventually with a headache and didn't feel good. But again, people don't believe that these types of things exist, but we have a lot of these things going on in today's world, and a lot of people are ignoring the electromagnetic frequency emissions. What are some of the side effects? Well, we have altered sleep cycles, neurological diseases. We have reproductive system problems, decrease in sperm, female infertility, increased chances of spontaneous aborts, which miscarriages, things like that. So those are just some of the things. And you have cardiovascular issues as well. You have a large increase in cancer rates and tumors and things along those lines. Now, when you hear about radiation, we all, right, you've seen some of the movies like The Hills Have Eyes, or you heard of these types of movies where you have these mutated people and it was the effects of a nuclear bomb. What do you think they're trying to tell you? Okay? We have a lot of mutated people. They might not look mutated as much on the outside, but they're mutated on the inside, and they're certainly mutated in their skull because their brains are not operating. And we have people that are actually doing the defending of this tyrannical government that is trying to do everything it can to destroy our lives and destroy our health. So let's take a look at someone using an EMF inside of their car. This is the channel's called Heads of Tech, who decides to do this inside of his vehicle. Take a look at, you know, just how much, well, radiation you're getting.
More importantly, I've got right here two EMF meters. I know a lot of people have been asking, hey, how much EMF is pumping here? And, so it's at 50 to 100.
I was hoping it would be less.
But it's buzzing at 100, just in the cabin itself. So 100 is kind of like the distance you get from a mobile phone when you're right next to it.
I'm gonna turn the screen off to see what's going on there. 120, it's pulsing right now. Not sure why. See, I'm right next to the fridge and it's completely nothing is happening outside here. Now, when the microwave is off, you can see, well, it's barely nothing, zero coming out of this fella. But when we turn it on, see that from this distance, we're getting 360 milliwatts per meter squared. About half a meter away, the levels have dropped down to 100 milliwatts per meter squared. So that's the kind of levels you're getting when you're using mobile data, Wi-Fi, uploading and downloading data right next to you. So yeah, using your phone next to your head is like this much away from a microwave oven.
That's 100, and you got 100 in the cabin here, everywhere. It goes out to about, it's 100, it's just 100 everywhere basically in this car. And it's on, but you're not driving. It's everywhere actually. 75 back here. So it's buzzing at the moment. I don't know if maybe this is a demonstrator one. It goes up to 150 over here.
Try this over here.
All right. So we took a test drive yesterday. We were wiped out, yeah, and I did get a headache afterwards. But I was saying it was because we were wiped out. Yeah. So this is like, you got a big mobile phone just constantly around you. Maybe just take it for a drive and let's just see if it changes as you drive. Maybe it's just starting up.
But Nora was just saying, hey, you know what? I've got a bit of a headache, so let's just try out with the EMF situation. And I was like, no, come on, man. It's like, it's 5 years down the road. They would have sorted out any EMF issues by now. But it's 125 milliwatts per meter squared at the moment, and that's just mental.
Okay.
So it's like a mobile phone, when you stick this right next to it, is 100. A microwave oven goes to 300. So it's like a third of a microwave oven constantly baking you, but we're gonna.
So that's being inside of an electric vehicle. Not to mention, obviously, if you get one of these devices, I've had one before. I don't even know if I returned it or not. I didn't have a good one. I probably should get another one. But if you've ever had one of these, you walk around and you'll see like where all this radiation is coming out of. It's coming out of your, you know, if you put it by your cell phone goes off. You put it by the microwave goes off. Put it by the smart TV goes off, right? Now, some will say, well, you get EMFs from cars in general. Well, not to the degree that you're getting it from electric vehicles. You're pretty much getting fried inside of these things. You're almost like being in a microwave. So there's going to be a limit of how far you can even drive in these things. Nobody's going to be suspicious, again, because they need to see it with their own eyes. I always say this on the website. I probably used to say it on YouTube, but I have to be careful saying it. A lot of people who took a certain something, if they don't see the effects of it instantaneously, that means that day, croaking or something happening to them or a loved one, they don't believe that that is the result of all these things that are happening to them. The same goes with things like electromagnetic frequency. Nobody can see it. So they think that you're a conspiracy theorist because they think that the government would put these things up and say, you know, and they can trust them that it won't affect anyone. But in reality, the government's even come out and they've said, we don't know what it's going to do to anybody. We don't know what the effects of it are long term or even short term. They haven't even come out and support it. Doesn't that sound a lot like something else recently where they were like, hey, we had to rush this thing. We don't know what the long term effects are. Well, it's the same deal. So electromagnetic frequencies in electric cars is going to be a huge problem. It already is. And some of these articles talk about how many more people are driving electric cars these days, which is absolutely frightening that people, I mean, it's such a dumbed down society. They will buy into whatever they're told. It was one article says, in 2010, 17,000 electric cars were on the world's roads, so worldwide. In 2019, that number reached 7.2 million. Think about what an increase of that is. And then Bloomberg New Energy Finances estimates that by 2040, over half of all new cars worldwide will be powered by batteries. And again, it's a horrible idea. It's not about money. Everyone's like, it's about money. All these liberals are invested in doing it. It's about control. They don't care about money. They print it. They roll around in it. They take your tax money and they do some of the most unimaginable things with it. And you know what I'm talking about. They don't care. It's about controlling you, monitoring you, and getting you to obey at every which turn, or you're going to be shut off and you're going to be canceled. And having it in the car, this is just another way. There's no studies being done of how many people have electric cars are getting sick or having certain problems. You don't hear them ever talk about it. Why? Well, because they don't want you to know. Just like they don't want you to know about how many electric cars blow up every year and catch fire. You hear that about a regular car? The only time you see a regular car catch fire is if Tony Soprano puts something in the tailpipe. Other than that, you're not hearing stories. Hey, did you hear about Doug up the road? No, what happened to him? His car blew up. Yeah, it's gas power. Oh, and wouldn't you immediately be like, what happened? Oh my gosh, somebody put something in the car. Well, with electric cars, you don't even need anything like that to think about. It's just automatic. Electric car. Yeah, my electric car caught fire, burned my whole house down because it was in the garage. Took days to put out because the battery was just wouldn't go out. You'd think that just one story about electric car bursting into flames would make people go, there's no way I would ever get an electric car. But remember, they're brainwashed into thinking they're being good citizens. You're a bad citizen. And that the planet's the most important thing to save. It's all a delusion. A massive delusion by these sick satanic freaks that have somehow infiltrated every form of government, every form of large corporations, and have taken over. And all they're doing is psychological operations on people 24/7. And when it comes to things like this, they're not going to tell you about it. And even if it comes up and somebody says something about 5G or whatever, they go, that's a conspiracy theory. We don't know for sure what the effects are. They don't come out and go, oh, we tested it and we are 100% sure that nothing will ever happen to you. They don't even need to lie about it because these people are so dumb. They'll just go along with whatever. Sick, isn't it? So the electric car, EMF emissions, something you should know about if you didn't know about it. Just how much more frequencies you're getting in an electric vehicle compared to, a gas-powered vehicle. I mean, it's just like, you know, if you're going for a three-hour drive, that's like sitting in the microwave for an hour. Pretty scary thought, right? But this is what they're doing to society. They're doing it from every which angle, every which way. I thank you guys for being here. Hope you're doing well. God bless you and your families.